Thank you, Chris. Last week, we read of a 91-year-old making a skydive for charity. It's happened again, this time with a 92-year-old. Then, a seasonal finish to our news slots with news that the city is set to celebrate harvest with a free one-day autumn fair to be held on Saturday in the Norwich Cathedral Close.
92-year-old Margaret Hudson is redefining what it means to be elderly by jumping from a plane. Again. The great-grandmother, many times over, has skydived on two occasions and said she's willing to go for a third time. She made the plunge for the first time 11 years ago as a thank you to the staff at Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital after recovering from breast cancer. She raised £1,400 and loved the exhilaration of the first jump so much that she decided to go again at the age of 86. On the second dive, she raised money for Age UK Grays Fair Court in Beauthorpe, Norwich, where she's a resident. Now Mrs. Hudson wants to become an Age UK Norfolk telephone befriender, someone who calls older people like herself to check in and have a friendly conversation. It would be so nice to do something to help older people, she said. Saturday, October the 1st, was Older People's Day in the UK, along with the UN International Day of Older Persons, which both aim to break the stereotypes of ageing. If you enjoy reasonable health, are mobile, and want to do more than just be retired, then there are many opportunities, according to David Wakefield, a volunteer worker with Age UK in Norfolk. On Saturday the 24th of September, Philip Goldsmith, age 91, became the oldest person to skydive at Beccles Airfield, and proving that for the older population of Norfolk, age is but a number, Mrs. Hudson says she isn't slowing down any time soon. Her mother lived to almost 102, and she plans to do the same.
Whether it is beer brewed from world-renowned barley, quality potatoes fried as fast food chips, or fresh fruit picked from family farms, the Norfolk harvest is certainly worth celebrating. And a new event this weekend aims to do just that, giving city dwellers a taste of the countryside in the county which boasts the largest agriculture sector in England. Harfest is a free one-day autumn fair held in Norwich Cathedral Close on Saturday, organised by the team behind the Royal Norfolk Show. It will include a farmer's market demonstrating the region's huge diversity of produce, while farming displays and activities will showcase the science and technology that lies behind Norfolk's 21st century agriculture. But as well as proudly celebrating the harvest, the event will also offer the chance for urban consumers to chat to growers about the challenges of the farming year, the individual battles which need to be won against the weather, crop diseases, and market pressures to bring the county's bounty to the table. As well as farmers, the Harfest event will feature secondary producers making food and drink from Norfolk's agricultural commodities.
Music and dance surprised shoppers as young performers put on a special flash mob performance at Norwich's Castle Mall. The young people from the Norwich-based Pam Clark Music and Dance Academy entertained their audience with a mix of dances, including street, contemporary, modern and rock and roll. The event was a charity fundraiser for East Anglia's Children's Hospices and the Nook Appeal for a new hospice at Framingham Earl. Pam Clark said there was a great atmosphere during the performance, with the audience also joining in with some of the dancing, and she said they were all delighted to have raised more than £100 for such a good cause. She added, the dancers were proud to be part of an event that helps in any way towards caring for children that are ill and less fortunate than they are.
It was a day for coffee and caring as people across the city came together to raise money for charity. The world's biggest coffee morning is Macmillan's biggest fundraising event for people facing cancer. The charity asked people all over the UK to host their own coffee mornings with donations on the day made to Macmillan to help support those who are affected by the disease. About £25 million was raised from the event last year, with the charity looking to raise even more from this year's coffee morning.
A pupil at City Academy Norwich has received a special award from Earlham Library after spending his summer holidays helping younger students with their reading. Hayden Lovell, who's in Year 11, gave up much of his break to help students sign up for the Big Friendly Read Summer Reading Challenge, where children were encouraged to read 6 books and received a certificate and award when they finished.
Storytelling and history lessons were back on the curriculum as a fire-hit Anglo-Saxon longhouse was reopened at a junior school. Children cheered at the West Earlham Junior School ceremony after the structure was lovingly rebuilt by pupils and expert Kate Edwards. Originally inspired by a visit to the Anglo-Saxon village in West Stowe, Suffolk, in 2014, more than 60 students aged 8 and 9 initially helped to build the authentic longhouse, which was completed in December 2014. Teacher Mark Hodder said, "We took them to West Stowe and asked them whether they would like to do something to develop the school grounds. They came up with the idea of creating our own Anglo-Saxon longhouse. At the time, the children, who put together a proposal which was approved by the governors, were so excited some cried when they heard the project could go ahead. But the school was left distraught in April when a heartless arson attack destroyed the structure, leaving just a shell. School governors gave Year 4 permission to bring the longhouse back to life. Now, together with Mrs. Edwards of Edwards and Eve Cobb Building, they have again put up the oak rafters, Douglas fir posts, cedar beams, mixed the cob and created the walls." Head teacher Parry Jones said, "It means so much to us as a school to be able to complete this project. So many people have been generous with their donations and time, and it is a fantastic to have this unique resource for our community."
A family butcher's was the target of a burglary where meat worth nearly £2,000 was stolen. Archer's Butchers in Plumstead Road opened in 1929 and has since been run by 3 generations of the family. The current owner, James Archer, said he was called by his staff at about 5:30 in the morning to say there'd been a break-in. Mr. Archer said, "They gained access into our yard, where we have a walk-in fridge and freezer. They knew what they were doing because they covered their shoes with socks and were wearing balaclavas." Mr. Archer said they also covered the CCTV cameras, but not before one was able to get a shot of a man. And although he was the only person seen on camera, Mr. Archer, who's been in charge for 7 years, said he was sure there had to be more than one person involved because of how much had been taken. It was 160 packs of burgers, 60 packs of bacon, 8 turkey butterflies and 9 sets of ribs, stuff that's easy to get rid of, all packed ready. The haul is worth around £1,800, Mr. Archer said, and he'd not be able to replace the stock as it all comes from one farmer and is prepared on site.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you enjoyed it. When you have finished listening, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. Please remember that you do not have to pay any postage.
And we hope you've enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. And our thanks go to the team that produced it. The editor was Christine Gillam and the sound recordist was Peter Murch. We always like to hear from you, of course, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. Once again, that's Norwich 765 365. You can always leave a message on the answer phone and we'll get back to you as soon as we possibly can. You can also visit our website and that's on cbtn.org.uk. So now from me, John Francis,
and Marianne Penn,
it's goodbye for this week.